Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Sorry for the delay. I was texting Alan Lee and our guest. Before we start, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Help the show out. We're trying to get 100 reviews. It's 4 o'clock and there's some parking issues, so I sent the great Alan Lee to get our guest today. Our guest today, you've seen her from Comedy Central. She has a new special coming out today. She's also in the movies 50 Shades of Black and Bad Santa 2. Jenny Zagrino is in the house. We're just waiting for the parking. So I thought I'd throw some stand-up dates right now my way. I'm gonna be at the I'm usually more prepared because every year they do it at the Fox Theater, but I guess this year they're doing it at not the Fox Theater. I'm gonna be at the Classic Fullerton Ballroom on November 16th with Jay Moore, Comedy Show for Autism. Ida Rodriguez is also gonna be on that show. And you can get tickets at www.fullertoncares.com. All the proceeds go to Fullerton Cares, which is an organization for autism in Fullerton. And it's a great organization. I've done it several times. That's how I met Steve Trevino. I also worked with Tom Green and Andy Dick. And last year, Jay did it too. So we're going to be there on November 16th, Saturday. Tickets at www.fullertoncares.com. And then the Brea Improv, the last week of November with Jay. Tickets are www.brea.improv.com. And then the Rec Room on January 3rd with Tom Rhodes. Tickets are at www.recroomhb.com. So yeah, that's that. This is a really weird when I'm by myself. Because, like, it's like telling jokes at a funeral. Excellent. All right. Doing good. Love it. I'm a professional comic. I do this all the time. You know. I wish that, like, because here's what happened. We'll probably get Jenny's side of the story. But the text said the parking attendant's not there, which, you know, kind of makes me weird. Because he said he would be there. And we already paid him. Oh, man. These tax dollars. Oh, well, do. Hello, there's Jenny Zagrino and Alan Lee. They're walking in. Hey, guys. How are you? Oh, Alan's directing Jenny. How are you, Jenny?
Good.
Yeah, sorry about the parking. I thought I told
you. Okay.
He was just sitting. I don't know what he was sitting. Yeah. Stairwell.
I have to explain the snacks. I thought it was a little weird, but Alan Googled.
No, I thought it would be just a gesture. I do this for many of the women guests, so yeah. It's just something I do.
He Googled you, and it said your favorite water is Perrier.
I like seltzer. Seltzer's my favorite, and this is a brand of seltzer.
So
it works out.
Yeah, and you're finally here after, you know,
months and months
of what happened. The cat first, and then Sam had a stroke, and then
she's probably vetting us.
Yeah, like I thought.
And then fire, and then it's just fire. Like,
yeah,
wow, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, I swear, there's a podcast. Like, I almost canceled today because my dog tore his ACL. And I was like,
oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, I can't. She'll never talk to me again.
Oh my God.
I have to suck it up.
So, I mean, you should take care of your dog. I took care of my cat.
Yeah, but my sisters are taking care of him. Oh. But I was like, you know, you don't understand. We've canceled like 4 times.
Okay.
I was like, she's never going to talk to me again. And I love Jenny, and I got to go.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, so. And you just released a stand-up special clip today.
Today on...
is it a full 30
Comedy Central's. No. It's just like their short little, like, at the satellite.
Oh.
So it's like, I think, a 7-minute set, but they did like a little clip. So that is on Instagram now for people to watch. Yeah. I just joined TikTok yesterday.
TikTok, what's that?
It's another social media platform. It's horrible.
This one
is mostly just kids literally doing the dumbest stuff.
Really?
Like 16-year-olds purposely doing dumb shit to just get likes. And then like girls shaking their booties and then weird magic. Like, I don't know. I don't understand what TikTok is. I don't like it, but I'm on it because I feel like I have to be. And so
I have
go
to
add me on TikTok, everybody.
What's your TikTok name?
Jenny Zagrino.
Zagrino?
Yeah.
I got to sign up for TikTok. That sounds fun. I like shaking my booty.
You can shake your booty and then like fall off a bridge. People will be like, whoa, epic fail.
I'll get dislikes for
that.
So, Alan, do you like you were trying to impress Jenny with the chai tea and the Perrier water?
It's the choices I make.
The Perrier is very impressive. Unfortunately, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh,
so that's not going to work out.
He told me that.
Yeah.
He told me that. And I didn't think, because, you know, I'm not too good with lactose, except for cream. I can't do the milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Right now, I'm not drinking coffee, and I'm not.
Oh, no problem.
I don't drink milk, so you really fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh,
can I not swear on this?
No, you can.
Okay, cool.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah. You guys really fucked up.
Say it. We fucked up.
I didn't. I said that was creepy.
But this is the thing I've learned is that I love Perrier's and I love seltzer, but there's such bad things to do during like podcasts.
Because
you burp all the time.
You burp. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So it's fine. I'm going to do it. I don't care.
Go ahead and burp if you have to.
You guys can deal with it.
Yeah, burping is sexy nowadays.
Who burped on some podcast? Someone burped on a podcast. I can't remember.
Burping sexy? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't think? Like, I'm into weird role play, I guess. I don't know.
Okay,
like,
that's fine. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, we all got it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, you know what I think is sexy is if you burp.
Wow.
That's the new kink. I get it.
I don't know.
But Halloween was just you had the funniest Halloween tweet. You said, it's creepy if I give kids candy, but it's not creepy if I'm chasing them.
Creepy if I'm chasing them. So I bought full size candy bars, and no kids showed up.
That's really? Are you kidding?
Yeah, wow. No one showed up. So I was like, should I go out?
Yeah.
And like hand them to kids? But that's you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't hand out candy outside of your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like trick or treating is kind of dead too. Like,
no, they still do it. They just do it in the nice neighborhood.
Just depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah. Like, I live near Angelino Heights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I live.
Oh, there goes the burp.
I live in the hood, Inglewood, which is really becoming gentrified. But
yeah,
I didn't see almost no child dare to come down my street trick or treat.
Oh, I want to come
down trick or treating for bullets.
Yeah, like they just go to other neighborhoods like Beverly Hills
or
Palisades.
Did you ever like trick or treat when you were a kid and like your parents would be like, oh, you can't eat this candy because like they might have poisoned it or something?
There is always that rumor. I mean, I don't really believe it. Someone was like, they put a razor blade in a red vine. And I was like, well, who the fuck's eating red vines? Who cares? Fine, the kid who eats the red vine, good. Let him eat a razor blade.
My mom, when I was growing up, my mom would be like, they put LSD in your candy. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, and she'd be eating all my candy.
Oh, because she wants to get high.
I was like,
She wanted to test it for herself.
That's fine. My older brother used to take protection candy.
What's protection candy?
What's that?
It's exactly what it is. You just take her candy and say it's protection candy.
Oh.
You know how filthy my mind went to a condom. I saw these little candies in a condom. We said protection candy.
No.
I don't know where they came from. This is a sick group here.
That would be weird.
Yeah, he was 14 years older than me.
Protection candy.
He was an old bro.
Speaking of condoms, I'm like so like late on the news and stuff. This happened like maybe a year ago, but girls are like snorting condoms. Have you heard about this?
What?
Yeah, like they take out. You haven't heard about this?
No,
they take out a condom and they snort it. That's not true.
What's in it?
It's just a condom.
But there's got to be something to snort.
No, they just snort it up their nose. I find that.
They just put condoms up their nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing anyone ever does or has ever done.
Are you going to Google this?
Yeah, because
jeez.
Otherwise the joke's not funny.
What was the joke, though?
No.
I don't know.
Is there a second part to this?
Yeah, there's part two or the punchline in the middle or the setup punch.
We'll just do a little YouTube thing.
Okay. Okay, there's a teens It's snorting condoms challenge. Yeah. It says no, teens aren't really doing the condom snorting challenge anymore.
Oh, they're not? It says anymore.
It sounds like TikTok.
Yeah.
I guess you can, because the nasal cavities, you can, they're very long and you can do a lot of stuff with them.
Oh, yeah.
Please. So I get, I mean, I get it.
I was going to say.
I don't know why.
I was going to say, I think that's a new kink, too.
Put a condom in your nose?
Yeah.
What does it protect?
I don't know them, but I mean, I was like, I was on a roll with a burp and thing. Maybe I can make a condom one.
You know, I don't know what we're doing with these body burps and nasal passages.
I mean, it's wild over here. This is the Wild West.
Yeah.
What's going on with you guys?
No, she came from Echo Park.
Echo Park.
Beautiful area.
I don't know where that is. Is
that
far?
Downtown. It's where Andy Dick led us.
Oh, yeah.
On a wild goose chase.
What happened? What did Andy Dick do?
This is interesting, and it's a small thing.
No. Tell her the story.
He took us on a wild goose chase by phone, telling us, we're shooting a movie here in Chatsworth. And he says, we've moved, now we're over in North Hollywood. And we kept following him, and we ended up at Echo Park, and we sort of found him. And then he left again, and we ended up downtown.
Did you ever find him?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
he wanted us to buy him a French meal at that beautiful French, expensive French restaurant downtown.
He's kind of garbage. I'm sorry. I have an Andy Dick story that is, I don't like him.
I don't care.
I was doing a show. He showed up five hours late to the show. Smelled like garbage.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then we had a one-on-one thing. We were talking with him. Uh-huh. And then he just stopped and laid his head in my tits.
That's Andy. That's
and I was an like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
And it's that's shitty.
Yeah.
That's garbage behavior.
That's Andy.
He did that to me, too.
There's no Andy. Yeah. You're human or you're not.
Yeah, that's true as well.
No, but he did that to me, too.
They're not real. Yeah, but no, but she's right, though. That's not right. We're not condoning that.
Yeah.
But how was he on the podcast?
Well, Andy's
did you end up just buying him food and then he just left?
Alan bought him food. I was asleep.
He sort of did the bill, the thing, who's going to.
Oh, yeah. Andy's I'll pay for it. And then he lent it to us and we're like,
That's how you, that.
The little.
Yikes.
Yeah. But he was fine. I mean, I know how Andy is. I know how that's uncomfortable. But I've known Andy since I was 8. So I kind of.
So you can imagine.
Is he your friend?
Can you imagine? You can imagine. Yeah, you can imagine the relationship with Andy at the age of 8.
Because my uncle is Patrick Warburton, so they did a lot of work together. So I'd always go on the sets, on the screens. And
I still don't like him.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll double down on this shit. Yeah, I don't care if you like him.
I'm not saying I want you to like him.
I like your guts.
I'm just saying I know how he is. He's like that, and that's wrong,
Yeah, someone should be like, "Hey, man."
Yeah, that's why.
He did go to rehab a ton of times.
Yeah, but that's why he got sucker punched, because he was doing that exact inappropriate behavior.
When did he get sucker punched?
Tell her.
He almost
quite a story.
Yeah, he almost died. He was in New Orleans a couple months ago, and this guy just after a show
blindsided.
This guy just blindsided, sucker punched him.
Cool cop head.
Fell on the bike rack where they keep the motorcycles.
Oh my god!
And he bounced up, and then he bounced back down.
It's horrible.
So he got hit three times. He was in a concussion, neck bruise.
What did he do? Or he just random street punch?
Tell her what the guy.
The guy said was he groped him. So
sort of
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that.
But if he did it to you, that's kind of I'm sure he did it.
I would probably not do anything.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer,
I'm a woman in Hollywood. I can't do shit. Come on.
Jennifer's not going to follow him and cold cock him.
Yeah. I'm not going to follow him. Only
unless she has candy for him.
I would have said, "Hey, stop this, or I'm going to call Billy Bob Thornton on you."
Billy Bob wouldn't do shit.
Really?
Billy Bob would be like, "Huh?"
He's a gentle soul.
Huh? Now I'm going back in my house. That's what Billy Bob would do. I'm sure. I mean, it's been years since I've talked to him, but. Yeah.
How was that working with him, though? That must have been.
It's great. He's super nice. Yeah. He's, kind of has dad vibes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Just strong dad vibes.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Great actor.
I really one time I was with this lady and she's like, "Hey, we should role play and be celebrities." And then she was like, "You be Brad Pitt, I'll be Angelina Jolie." And I was like, "Oh, I prefer to be Billy Bob."
Okay.
Yeah, because he has more range.
Yeah, so who would you play? What role?
Well, no,
Tombstone, I mean, Billy Bob.
Sling Blade. Yeah.
Sling Blade, Billy Bob. That's always a panty dropper, right?
I was like, let the rabbit go. You know? And then she's like, no, you're Brad Pitt. I was like, all right, hit me. I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Did Angelina Jolie hit Brad Pitt?
No, but Brad Pitt says that in Fight Club.
Oh, I don't watch anything.
Movie trivia.
I'm 0-3.
Here's the thing. My friend and I, we talked today, and she was giving me quotes by celebrities. And I didn't know any of the new celebrities she quoted me. I just was like, I don't know. Who's that? I don't watch anything. The last thing I watched, I binged What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show.
Right.
That was the last thing I did this morning. Vampires?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Berry.
Oh, yeah.
I love vampire stuff.
Matt Berry, and then...
See, I don't watch TV.
I don't know, that, but it's Taika.
It's good, though, right?
Is that Netflix or something?
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah. It's Taika Waititi. Is that how his name is pronounced?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
You know who he is.
Yeah. He's got one of those faces.
He also did Jojo Rabbit, which is out right now. You guys should go see Jojo Rabbit. It's really great.
Jojo Rabbit. Which one's that?
Jojo Rabbit it's about the 10-year-old kid who joins the, he's forced. They're all forced to join the Third Rock Knights.
With the Nazis.
Yeah, with the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
To the young.
That looks fun.
What were the Hitler Youth?
Yeah.
Joins the Hitler Youth. It's a really beautiful story. Taika plays Hitler.
Yeah.
Very good at it.
Did you see it?
I did see it. It was great. Awesome. I saw it yesterday. It was very touching. I cried.
Oh, was it funny? Because I don't.
Yeah, it was funny.
I don't like movies that make me cry.
It was very funny.
Like, I like it when it makes me cry with laughter.
I mean, you're not going to do that. You're going to laugh, but then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, war is horrible.
Yeah. Did you see The Joker?
I didn't see it yet, no.
Right.
I thought it was a little overrated.
Yeah, I think everyone, like, kind of blew their load on that.
Yeah.
I'll see it. I need to see Parasite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the next one. Yeah.
What's that?
Parasite?
Yeah.
It's another movie everyone's talking about that I'm like, I guess I'll see this.
See, I don't watch a lot of TV. I just watch Billy Bob Thornton movies.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is that why I'm here? Is this the Billy Bob Thornton podcast?
No. I mean, no. I'm also obsessed with John Cusack. They did two movies together.
You know what? I feel like they're very similar.
Yeah. Like actor-wise. I met John Cusack once.
How was he?
It was the... best day of my life.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear the story or not?
Sure. But this is your podcast. Whatever you want to do.
It's a funny story because I didn't know he did stand-up.
John Cusack did stand-up?
Yeah, but it wasn't stand-up.
He just did storytelling.
It was a storytelling thing, but he turned it into stand-up. Like, he filmed a movie. What movie did they watch? Gross Point Blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes on stage, you know, the tickets were like $75. It's ridiculous to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And he does a Q&A, and then he just stands there, you know, with a microphone and just talks. And every response he does is just a hilarious response, like in joke structure. And so it was really funny.
He's talented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a talented dude.
Yeah.
The best Q&A ever went to was Mel Brooks did a Q&A.
Oh, how was that?
For Spaceballs?
I love Mel Brooks.
No, for Blazing Saddles.
Oh
he so is good.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. You can also tell he was doing rehearsed bits, but
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, I love Mel Brooks.
When he dies, I'll mourn it.
No,
he's like almost 100.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Him and Rob Reiner.
And wow.
Carl.
Is it not Carl? Not Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Yeah. Rob Reiner's his son.
Yeah.
History. I know you like history as a subject matter.
But yeah.
History of the World. Is that Mel Brooks?
Part one. Yeah.
Oh,
that's Mel Brooks.
That was hilarious. I love
such
that.
A good
that.
Movie.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, History of the World.
I think
part one
underrated no Mel part Brooks two. Films because I've seen a lot. High Anxiety.
Oh yeah.
Was really good.
Yes. The vampire. I mean, what's the one wrong with the vampire one?
Oh, Dead and Loving It. Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
Yeah.
Underrated, love that one.
Yeah,
Men in Tights.
See, I'm terrible at this game. I was
so good.
Say Buffy.
Nope.
Men in Tights is people underrate that one.
I think it's so good.
J.D. Shapiro wrote that. He's a comic as well.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Young Frankenstein. Do you like
Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein's great. Yeah, that was one of the first. That was his first one, right? No, his first one was the Producers.
The Producers.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, that is... I love.
Did you like that remake one? With Matthew?
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine. I mean, the first one's great.
The remake, is it the one, in the, you know, the black and white one where they have the... it's in Nazi Germany with Jack Benny, and that's the remake.
That's not the remake. The remake has Matthew Broderick.
It's a hilarious film. It's To Be or Not to Be.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
To Be or Not to Be, the black and white one.
Yes.
Oh, that is a classic.
That's a
Jack
good one.
Jack Benny, you know, my mother loved Jack Benny. So every time Jack Benny.
What about, did you guys see Silent Movie?
Oh. I thought that was funny.
Study. Hilarious.
What?
I thought you were trying to say, hey, he should be silent.
No.
Silent. No, it's actually the title of
the film. What are you talking about? It's the film Silent Movie.
Silent Movie. Boy, you are reaching. You are reaching for material tonight.
Wow.
I'm 0-5. I might as well keep shooting.
God, man, you go ahead. Dear God, when you want material, you'll grab anything. A title.
No, but like I listen to other interviews you do because I don't like to ask the same questions. But,
yeah,
but you were talking a lot about. I thought your favorite movie was Lady with Wrath or with David Bowie.
Labyrinth.
No.
Yeah, because you were talking about that movie with two. To ladies.
No, we talked about that podcast for like the Bechdel test to see if it stood up to the Bechdel test. My favorite movie is probably Amadeus.
Mm. Amadeus.
That's a nice pick.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
Right? 1984.
Not a bad pick.
Movie of the year.
All right.
Who did it? Who directed that? Some guy.
Some guy.
Some dude shot in Czechoslovakia. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, now it's Czech Republic. You know, back in the day, it was a different country.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Awesome. Beautifully shot.
Tom Hulce is such a little babe, Mozart babe.
Hot piece of ass, that Tom Hulce.
And that year, Tom Hulce, even though he would not look at me because he is gay. So Tom Hulce. And F. Murray Abraham that year were both up for Best Actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that like the first year that's ever happened?
No, but it's interesting to have two main leads
in the same
in the movie to be up. Wow. F. Murray Abraham won.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. My favorite movie is a silent movie.
Okay. What's the next question?
Just shooting blanks. But no. Okay. Next question. Oh, we have a Twitter question. Do you like a...
Yeah.
Okay. This is from XXArial18XX.
Oh, I don't like... what a name. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of X's.
Well, these Twitter names, you never know if they're like trolls or if they're real people.
I think they're mostly trolls.
Yeah. But it says, Jenny, do you have any tips on how to make Alan sexy for the ladies?
No.
Thank you, Jenny.
No. I appreciate
that. No, we don't need to hear...
You're fine just how you are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. He got into a fight at McDonald's today.
I did not. You did with that homeless man with a bike.
Yeah. What happened?
You tell the story.
The homeless man thought that his bike was somebody's going to steal it. And he got angry and came out and screamed at you to get away from his bike.
Why are you doing stealing people's bikes?
I was just outside waiting. The homeless. Here's what happened. I'm outside waiting, and just waiting for Alan because Alan went to the bathroom. This homeless guy yells at me, and then right when he goes back inside, Alan leaves. Right, and then Alan like says, "Yeah, you better walk away." And the guy screams at me, like I said it. I was like, "Jesus, man."
Never seen you reach for material like this in any of the episodes.
Oh my God! That did not happen.
Get the notebook out and write some of this horrible, horrible material.
All right.
What's another question? Because in a second I do have to check an email.
Check an email.
I'm gonna check an email now. I want to hear this question.
No, because we got a sponsor break.
Oh, dude, let's do a sponsor break. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, sponsor break.
Checking my email.
All right, excellent. Reaching for material, ridiculous. Give me a break. Mr. I know everything about presidents. Alan Lee knows everything about presidents.
Well, I'm a history major.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably mention the sponsors, huh?
Well,
that's what sponsors break.
She just is looking at her email. She gave you that opportunity.
Yeah.
To.
Here's a secret. We don't have any sponsors.
Are you guys really? You're such assholes.
You know, it's just becoming an experience for
you. You guys are never, the
she'll
worst.
She'll never forget this podcast.
But no,
you guys are the worst.
Terrible.
But I'm the worst in a lovable way.
Like, you're the worst in a way.
Yeah. In a way.
Like, what's another question?
Oh, well, no, I was just.
Are those the only questions you had?
No, I have more, but I was going to ask about like how am I worse? Like, my humor is very quirky. You know what I mean?
All right, Zooey Deschanel. Just
who's that?
Who's Zooey Deschanel? She's like queen of quirk. Like, oh yeah, I'm so quirky.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I don't watch TV. Is she on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a new girl.
Yeah, I love.
I've heard of her.
Yeah. Was she in The New Guy as well?
Okay.
No?
You're just like,
I take a lot of
bucket full of dad jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a dad?
No.
You should be.
I should.
Just for the jokes.
I would be the best and worst dad at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I had a kid, I would be like, hey, let me see all your Halloween candy. I gotta see if there's LSD. That was a good hit. Swish. Okay, here's another question that we have from Twitter. But you kind of already answered it. But,
okay. What my favorite movie is?
No. This is from X4 Tomb Raider 712. Jenny, what was it like slapping Billy Bob Thornton?
Did I slap him?
Yeah. That's according to Jenny, this Twitter lady.
When did I slap him?
Well, because like you guys were having SES.
Oh, because we were fucking, and then he was like, didn't do the thing I wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fake.
Yeah.
So that's what it was.
Hilarious.
It was fake.
Hilarious. I'm just reaching for material. You have any questions, Alan? You had like, you tried to impress her with the donuts and the coffee.
I am impressed.
I think every female guest should be treated a certain way.
Yeah, that's a gentleman. You know, chivalry is not dead.
That's true. Thank you. Thank God. You know, I actually collect dolls.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of dolls?
Yeah.
No, I collect military dolls, cowboy dolls, cowgirl dolls, and an occasional superhero Barbie if it's a special.
And why military?
It's expensive.
Why'd you choose military?
Well,
and
I have friends at Camp Pendleton. I just make up, you know, they're historical.
Yeah.
I have like Private Ryan. You know, you can get a Private Ryan, Tom Hanks, the whole sculpt.
Oh, wow.
So you get the exact, and I tell you, with this technology, they can take a photograph. And as you know, the needle will just sculpt the face on plastic. It's uncanny. It's
3D printing.
Yeah, 3D. Sam, the producer, he has his doll in his office of him. And it's done with that 3D printer.
Oh, so creepy.
And so. But it's funny because you can get yourself, you can give yourself as a doll on Christmas to your friend. It's a little strange, But it's so cute because, and you know, the clothes are so expensive. You ever go to these doll conventions? They're all wealthy people.
Yeah.
Because the clothes cost as much as regular clothes. You buy
If
you buy a gown for a doll, it's pretty close to, you know, it's not cheap.
Well, but all the dolls are made differently, though. The dolls are different sizes. So how do you know what's the correct size for your doll?
The G.I. Joe 1/6 scale and Barbie are the same scale height, so all their clothes fit that group.
Barbie and G.I. Joe?
Yeah. They could have kids.
So G.I. Joe could wear Barbie's clothes?
They do have a couple. They did start that. I'm not part of the transsexual dolls. But, you know, he can't. G.I. Joe can wear Ken's clothes a little tight.
Okay.
Because they're accusing Ken of like being a little bit, you know.
But you're not into, like, porcelain dolls.
Oh, that's too expensive.
That's a whole other level. G.I. Joe level.
That level. And that's expensive.
Yeah.
But the porcelain, my God, that's for the wealthy. I mean, you have to, that's really.
That's Richard Simmons money.
Hey, we have a,
who also loves dogs.
That's Richard. I like that.
We have a Twitter question.
Okay.
This is from XX142.
I think you made up all these Twitter names.
Listen, no.
You know, I'm pretty sure these are all made up.
Twitter questions.
Well, all of them start off with XX?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because this is a porn station.
These are just questions you want to ask.
No.
You don't have to make it fake Twitter names.
Oh, yeah. Jenny, do you like guys who collect expensive dolls?
Oh, man, what a question from a fake Twitter person. I like anybody.
Ah, oh, Alan Lee's got a chance.
There you go. Well, you know, it's funny because I warned you that this woman is insightful and very intelligent. So she knows
that
those fucking Twitter things.
I didn't make any of these.
I can't believe these other guests go along with this. She's the only guest that's called you out on this. I want
some
you to
of
let
the
you
guests
know
don't
you are.
Catch on.
Everyone is, oh, really? Let me have another one. I mean, these guys, you know, we're pros, you know? I mean, amazing. They're going, oh, yeah, well, let me have another one. I'm going, what the fuck? But you just said, fuck it.
Well, you know why? Because, I feel like when I interview Alan is right, some of the guests don't catch on, but like when I interview people I want to like seem intelligent, you know, that we get like all these questions.
Why don't you just be yourself?
No, that is myself. So like okay. So like I like to act intelligent.
Oh my God.
So like I'd be asking like all these like Jay Moore, I'd be like, all right, Jay, Jerry Maguire fan forever wants to know. I just pick their movies and all that stuff. I'd be like, pay it forward wants to know.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
You can just interview me like a normal person. Make up fake Twitter names.
The Twitter names, though, was his idea when we started this.
Me?
Like, a long time ago.
Why are you blaming him for everything?
Because it's easy.
Everything. Yeah,
I just like to blame
him. I mean, he's just there.
Yeah, that's
nice here.
Jenny, who are you going to trust? The guy who got you a Perrier water or the guy who got you a tea?
No, that's the guy who got a Perrier water.
Isn't it the same person?
Norm MacDonald. No. You know the Norm MacDonald podcast?
Yes.
And he has his sidekick, his Adam Egget?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how sometimes he sort of, you know, puts Adam Egget down?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's your Adam Egget?
No, I'm supposed to be
Adam Egget.
And he got that idea from Norm.
Oh.
I got that idea from
Norm. Let's just lay it all out here since she has just said she's just
Jenny has two podcasts.
That's right. So she.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
Tell the folks about your podcast.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one called The Feeling is Mutual where we talk about food with comedians. And then I have one called Gaudy Positive where we talk about like.
That's cute.
Body positivity, fat activism, body activism, and just like today we talked about imposter syndrome.
Oh.
And then last week we talked about horror movies. So it's like we talk about all sorts of things.
I love horror movies.
Wait, imposter syndrome. I'd like to know what.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome is basically a lot of people feel it. A lot of artists will feel it where. We feel like we don't deserve what we get or like we'll be found out that we don't deserve it. We'll be found out that we're not good enough for the thing. It's like a real thing that affects a lot of people.
That is fascinating.
I think I have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Because like I'm so worried trying to impress you because like I have a huge crush on you. And
It's very palpable.
I feel like you hate me right now. So, you know, I'm like, I think I have that poster. What's it called?
Imposter
syndrome. Yeah.
I know a lot about presidents.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, because, I have Asperger's syndrome. So, like, the three subjects I'm very fascinated about is presidents, dinosaurs, and porn.
Those three? How do they intersect?
That's an excellent question.
You know, they all have, like, a common theme to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power,
okay. Maybe one, but
I will say one thing that how it intersects, and I was amazed because of all people, Larry Flint of Hustler, he has a book out, a very serious book on presidents.
Yeah,
and he pointed out of all people, Woodrow Wilson, you know, a college professor, Woodrow Wilson. Man, let me tell you, he chased those skirts. He made John F. Kennedy look like. Just a completely innocent person. I mean, he could not keep his paw. I mean.
Well, he named his dick, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson named his penis.
Yeah, he did.
Right, no, please.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I you guys are way ahead of me.
He named it like double W or something.
You're kidding me. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it intersects with dinosaurs because Woodrow Wilson looks like a long necked dinosaur with the glasses.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Boy. I'm pretty sure Woodrow Wilson named his penis.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, no,
that
was Warren G. Harding.
Oh, how funny, Harding.
Yeah. Harding named his penis.
Harding.
Is that the name of his penis? It wasn't the original name.
We're just playing on his name.
Let's see.
I named my penis Pathetic.
You did not. he named his penis Jerry.
Oh,
Jerry.
But no, like I know a lot about history. Like I actually am going to school and I am taking a history class. And, you know, even though I have an AA, I just take it because I like it.
Yeah.
And this history teacher last week, she's like, you know, I don't like politics because I think it just ruins people. But she's like, Trump is the worst president we've ever had in U.S. history. And that to me just like that hit me hard because it's like this is a history teacher who knows nothing about history.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, did she ever hear of Andrew Johnson? Or William
Was
Henry?
Andrew Johnson real bad?
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Jackson was real bad, too.
Yeah. Or William Henry Harrison?
Weren't they all bad? Aren't all presidents just bad?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, Trump is pretty bad.
No, I agree. But but I'm saying in history, for a history teacher to say
Look what they're
that.
Accusing Obama of. The Jews are not happy with Obama.
Oh, with the Israel and stuff?
Oh, they are not happy. You can talk to anyone, even on any side of the aisle. Because, you know, when Obama turned over all the plans, the nuclear plans to Iran, and said, here you go.
This is why I don't like talking about politics.
What was the point of that?
The point was to say a history teacher should
No, but I'm just saying, history. I'm just saying we're talking about different presidents.
No, I know. But, like, that's like, so, like, does anyone ever, like, said something like that where, like, you're like, where you know your facts, but you're
Well,
like,
it's like the only presidents we truly idolize the ones that died early.
Yeah.
JFK and Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. JFK, that guy.
Lincoln was a great I think Lincoln was probably the last really great president.
Yeah.
And there are people complaining about him.
I heard he died watching a movie.
He did.
A movie.
Yeah. It was an old-timey movie. I read a book about him, and when he met his wife, Mary Todd, he met her in a dance area, or like a dance barn, and he went up to her and said, I want to dance with you in the worst way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
Isn't
funny.
That cute?
That's cute and funny.
Yeah.
Wow. And he was a lawyer.
Yeah. And gay.
You he was what? Gay?
I mean, there's rumors
there's
that
rumors.
He might.
There's rumors.
Might have been a, you know.
Wow.
Playing both sides,
playing
which is
both
great.
Sides of the fence. You know what? And there's
pansexual been, presidents. Yeah. What's up?
It has been verified that he loved getting fist fights.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Because we were talking about fucking.
No.
You said fist fights.
Fights. F-I-G-S-T-S. Just for the record. By God.
Well, he was like 6'8". Why not?
You know.
Why not fight some people?
You know,
he was
the
big guy.
You know the guy who killed him, John Wilkes Booth? He was like the Brad Pitt of that time. He was like.
No, his brother was.
No, John Wilkes Booth was like the best actor of that time.
No, his brother was the best actor.
They're both
the brother of Booth.
John Wilkes Booth's brother was like the best actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
and he. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He was like.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No. what's the one with the family? The big brother. All the brothers act.
Charles Manson.
Sure.
Okay.
He was Sean Penn.
Oh, Sean Penn. Oh.
And then John Wilkes Booth was what other Penn?
There
Chris
is.
Penn. Chris Penn. Okay. Sure.
Chris Penn's dead, though.
Yeah. Well, so is John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Okay.
But it probably
but
wasn't.
The brother.
They don't think it was him that was in the coffin because the dude in the coffin had red hair.
Interesting.
Oh.
I've heard that.
And John Wilkes Booth did not have red hair.
But the brother was the actor that was, you know, better and starred in things on stage.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, I didn't see any of his work. Or whatever.
No, you were not even a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Washington, like, to look at the Ford Theater and stuff? Like,
I haven't seen the Ford Theater, but I've been to Washington's house.
Oh, have you?
Nice. Yeah.
Like George Washington?
Yeah. Oh. I went to Mount Vernon. Monticello? Monticello? Yeah.
Oh, nice. Jefferson?
I haven't been to, Jefferson's house. Yeah. All the historical houses I've been to.
Oh, good.
I haven't been to the Ford Theater. I'm trying to think of other presidents' houses I went to. I haven't been to Adams's house. I should have. I lived in Massachusetts.
Oh, which one? John Adams or Quincy Adams?
John Adams. Or what about John Quincy Adams?
That was his son.
Whose house is who? Smart. Who knows?
You know who I went to in that neck of the woods? I went to FDR's home.
Oh. In Brookline?
Yes.
Where he was born?
The nice home with the big two garages, and they let you go in, and it shows where his wife slept in a separate bedroom, and beautiful. I mean, the furniture is all set up. That one.
I don't know.
Sister took me that one.
I've been to the
It was a little drive.
There's one in Brookline.
There's one in
Brookline, which is in like a little neighborhood of Boston that the house he was born in.
Okay.
So you can go into that house. I've been to that house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've been to some historical homes.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Sure. I mean, it was an amazing experience because it's the ambiance of the I guess you could talk about ghosts.
Was it in Cape Cod? It wasn't in Cape Cod that you went.
It was a little drive. I mean, I don't know the area, but
how long ago
it was? It was outside. It was in the country, kind of, and they had the signs.
Sounds like Cape Cod.
I think it might be
like
Cape Cod.
You went to Cape Cod.
It might be Cape Cod, but it
and
was
you didn't
his
know
home.
It
was. I don't. I was born in New York City, but I grew up in Texas. But it was quite an experience because. It was all set up so beautifully.
You can go to Teddy Roosevelt's house in New York City.
Oh,
the house he was born in. That guy just came from money. He just, you know, the Roosevelts own his. I think what happened is his family got wealth because they would lease out their land.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
It's like 100-year leases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's how they amassed all their wealth.
I thought he just got all his wealth because his name was Teddy.
No. Which is a cute way.
From the teddy bears?
Nope.
No, the closest I've come to Theodore is in San Diego. What's the island? The hotel there. They shot the movie Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon. You know the hotel?
Coronado. I didn't know the hotel. I didn't know it was shot down there.
Hotel de Coronado.
Ooh, I got to go. I love that movie.
Oh, let me tell you, the food is spectacular. It's beautifully architecture.
Yeah.
And on the beach, they show you in the photographs, you know, where Marilyn Monroe and Tony Curtis.
Yeah. What a babe Tony Curtis was.
Ooh. Yeah.
He was
Did you know Marilyn Monroe had SEX with John F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just throwing.
That's why she died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true.
She was murdered.
My grandma thinks she's still alive. I tend to agree with that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What about Elvis?
My grandma thinks she's Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So she's like, she's like, don't tell anyone, but I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fine. That's plausible.
No, she has Alzheimer's. She doesn't remember.
But she remembers being Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah. Yeah. It changes every day.
Okay.
She's an imposter.
The other day she said she was Elvis, and I was like, oh.
Sort of an imposter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she has intense imposter syndrome.
But when you travel, because like one of the things is like if I ever become a national headliner and I travel, I would want to go sightseeing. Do you do sightseeing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that's the one thing I really love. Like tomorrow I'm going to Richmond, Virginia.
Nice.
And then on Thursday I'm going to take a day trip to Williamsburg.
Oh.
Which I've been to 3 times, I always like going.
Yeah.
So I'll go there. I'll go to Yorktown. I'll go to Jamestown, and then I'll head up and do the work I'm supposed to do.
Oh, nice.
You know, right around the corner here, the Gene Autry Western Museum. That is just
I need
a
to
hoot.
Go there.
That is a hoot. It is so cute the way it's set up.
I want to go there.
It's so historical.
Do you know about the Glen Remington? In Glen Oaks? They have a colonial farm here.
In Glen Oaks?
In Glen Oaks, there's Riley Farm, and it's a colonial reenactment farm.
Really? Oh, my.
Like New England colonial.
Oh,
gotta
that sounds
go.
Fun.
That sounds... Oh, I love colonial. In Glen Oaks.
In Glen Oaks, yeah.
Oh,
thank you for the tip.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Have you ever gone?
No, I'm going, though.
Oh.
I just need to find a time.
Oh, and a date, right?
And a date. You wanna go?
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, wow, you're too excited. You need to relax.
Oh, wait, okay.
No, you... It will be quite a trip to Glen Oaks to warn our guest. Yeah. She might...
What is it? It's the hour and a half drive?
To Glen Oaks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I could Uber us.
Yeah.
So,
you want to Uber?
You want to Uber?
Yeah.
Cool.
That way we could, have some drinks and,
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And just relax.
A limo?
Yeah, I could get us a limo. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Excellent. Cool. Can I change my Facebook status to in a relationship?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Maybe too far.
Yep.
Wait too soon.
Hey, did you know Jamestown? That was where Pocahontas was at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not in the Disney. Is that mentioned in the Disney film?
Yeah.
Yorktown's where we won the war.
Yeah. Yes, Yorktown. I like the sound of that.
It's weird that someone brought up Jamestown because I was actually watching Pocahontas last night.
Why were you watching Pocahontas last night?
Oh, because part of my stand-up, what I do is I like to pick the flaws in like Disney movies.
That's yeah. Right.
Because there's a lot of flaws in Disney movies.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing is pretty, the whole Pocahontas story is pretty flawed.
Yeah, yeah. And, but like, I think audiences like to be reminded of that. Because okay. They don't realize it when they see it.
Okay, what was the flaws in Moana?
Moana.
None.
Wait, which one?
I said Moana.
What's that one?
It's the Pacific. Excuse me, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the Pacific Islander one.
Oh, I'm still on 1996.
Music written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, he wrote Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's got big, great. It's a great
Hamilton. I know a lot about Hamilton because he was, you know, buddies with George Washington, and George Washington was president, and I know a lot about presidents.
I've been to Hamilton's house.
Oh,
in
how
New York really? City.
How was that?
It's in Harlem.
Oh, was it?
It's nice. Yeah? He lived there for 2 years, and then he died.
He got shot in a duel.
Yeah.
By Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr in New
Vice
Jersey.
Vice President.
And Weehawken.
New Jersey, Weehawken. Wow. I can't even remember that.
Weehawken?
No, I mean, I know what it is, but I forgot that that's where it took place.
Yeah. You can go to the park now there, so you can go to the exact spot he died.
I have.
That's a little creepy. Don't you think that's a little, like, weird where you go to the same
spot? I mean, people die everywhere.
That's right.
That's true.
About that.
So.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I go to a park to feed a duck, I think, I'm going to, someone probably
just drive down Laurel Canyon, and it'll be near Charles Manson's pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, what's the Tarantino movie? What's wrong with me? I blacked out here.
What is it with this guy in movies?
Well, we're talking movies.
I love movies.
We love movies. Yeah. Don't you love movies?
Yeah,
just
I love
talking
movies.
About Pocahontas. What's the movie with Tarantino that's come out with about Laurel Canyon? I'm having a brain fog here.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Wonderful film.
I didn't get to see it.
Even if you don't, if you may not even love the subject matter, you may not like Tarantino, the film stands up. Very entertaining.
Al Pacino's in it, and I love Al Pacino.
You'll love him in this. He's so cute as the agent.
I love Al Pacino.
You're going to love what he does with the theatrical agent in this. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Have you ever met Al Pacino?
Yes.
Have you?
Tell us that.
Really?
When I was 16, he was doing a performance of Salome in New York. I was living in Boston, so I drove up to New York, got tickets, waited out line outside to see him, waited, and then I was like, this little old lady was in front of me, and I was talking to her that I came from Minnesota to like see him, because I kind of did. I lived both in Boston and Minnesota at the time, and then he was like signing autographs, and then this little lady goes, hey, she came all the way from Minnesota, and then he goes, oh, Minnesota, and then like signed my shit, and then that was it.
Oh, was that like the coolest day of your life?
Oh, yeah, I, like, cried.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Lots of tears. I'm a huge Al Pacino fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dog Day Afternoon, best film.
Did you ever see City Hall?
Yep.
Yeah, that was John Cusack.
Oh, yeah. That was okay. There's one film. Okay, I haven't seen Chinese Coffee, and I haven't seen some of the more modern one he's done. I didn't see the one he did with De Niro. But he did one called
Casino?
Revolution.
Oh, excuse me.
In 85.
Oh,
yeah.
That I saw 15 minutes of it and had to turn it off because it was so bad.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen it?
You'll have to give me the
It's just about the Revolutionary War.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't see that either.
It was terrible. It bombed so hard he stopped making movies for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right. It was a real turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I thought his worst movie was Jack and Jill, but I felt like that wasn't really his
fault. I didn't see that one.
Oh.
There was a point where I was like, okay, Al Pacino's just playing Al Pacino, but I will see him in The Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Pesci, man. I love
Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci's a wonder. He's a character actor like that. He's
You want to hear a funny story about Joe Pesci?
Sure.
This has nothing to do, like, I don't speak for Joe Pesci. I speak for his agent or whatever. Because I called him and said, I'm very daring because I call people and ask them.
It's
even,
great.
You know, even if I don't.
No, you have balls.
Thank you. Does that impress you? So, like, I called Joe Pesci's agent, you know. And I was like, oh, hi, I'm Keith Reza. I'm a stand-up comedian, a failed podcaster. And I would like to interview Joe on my failed podcast. It's about histories and movies and, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff, bad jokes, you know, like that. And then the agent said, "What did you say your name was?" I was like, "Oh, it's Keith Reza." He's like, "Does Keith Reza sound like anything near Joe Pesci?"
Whoa.
I was like, "Wow, that is so rude."
Not nice.
Really, it made me cry. Like, and the fact that he said it on the phone, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Wow,
like,
agents are cutthroat. Yeah. I have some nice agents.
Yeah, but it's like. You know, I'm hoping one day I could call him back, you know, when my name's big.
Like, that's crazy.
You know, yeah, be like, hey.
Who's his agency?
I could find out for you. I don't remember. I remember the guy's name, though. It's Michael Green.
You just got to tweet out at Michael, these people.
Michael Green.
Oh, he sounds like a dick. Probably showed his penis to someone at a party one time.
So we just got the light, which means we got to wrap up. But Jenny, is there anything you want to plug?
Plug everything you want.
I'm going to be in Montreal on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of November at the Comedy Nest. And I'm just going to be doing shows around Los Angeles, around places. And go to my Instagram, Jenny Zagrino. And it's Jenny Zagrino on all social media platforms.
And TikTok.
And TikTok, yeah. TikTok, but whatever. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Yeah,
podcast. Use podcast.
We gotta get you on the TikTok, like,
yeah. You know, get me on that tick.
Yeah, get you on the. You know.
Wow.
If I could get you a, you know, 100,000 followers on TikTok, I think.
Thank you. I would appreciate it.
Oh,
that would be the most miraculous thing that this podcast could do. That'd be like, say, we could flap our arms to go to the freaking moon. But it's a good thought. I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, as for me, I'll be at the Fox Theater with Jay Moore on November 16th. Comedy for Autism. Tickets are at www.fullerton.com. Nice.
That's
going to
be a good show.
Yeah, they make me do it every year because I have autism.
It's a good show. It's a very good show.
And no, it's true. I feel like they don't really think I'm funny. I feel just,
you're just another autistic comedian.
Yeah.
And then that's the. What do you call that? The syndrome.
The guy.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Syndrome. The guy's not going to hear this. I mean, he's too busy, you know, making calls about Joe Pesci.
Call back.
And then I'll be at the Brady Improv with Jay at the end of the month.
I love Jay.
Yeah.
We love Jay.
Thank you. But I love Jenny as a green way more.
Thank you
so much for. Oh, last question. Will you do this again sometime?
Maybe.
All right. Excellent. Yes.
It feels like it's always such a challenge to get out here.
She'll remember this for some time.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you
Jenny,
so much.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes and all that. I'm Keith Reza. Bye.
Woo! Thank you.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.